This is where the church is lukewarm. This is where the church, if I can just get by, if my little life is okay, I don't want to rock the boat. All that's intimidation, you guys. This is intimidation to shut you up. This is intimidation to shut up believers. This is intimidation to shut up what's right and let darkness take over. All right. He goes on. Because of this, okay, because of that, because of their wisdom being foolishness, because they have darkened emotions and they don't feel the right way how they should, their reasonings are vain, they don't glorify God. Because of this, God gave them up to impurities and the lust of their hearts, okay? When you see hearts, start putting feelings. Their lust is following their feelings. Well, I feel like this is what I want. I feel like this is right. I feel like this would be good. I feel like this is the best thing. Their bodies are being dishonored among themselves. God created us in a way to honor our bodies. And let's be honest, in sexual perversion, even men and women, it's gotten very dishonorable. We need to sit there and say, is this how it was created? Is this honoring or is this perverted? We need to get serious about perversion is perversion. But then this is a perversion. And God is so clear in Scripture. There's no way to read the Scriptures, none, and justify homosexuality, gender, any of it. There's no way. God's saying, here's God's like, look, if you put a bunch of men on an island by themselves, and you put and no technology, and you put a bunch of women on an island by themselves and no technology, and then you put a bunch of men and women together on an island, no technology, who is going to still be around 100 years from now? Huh? The men and the women. None of the others would be here. None of them. Amen? None of them. Outside of technology, none of them would be here. None of them. That's what God's talking about. He goes, even in the natural, I've made this clear. I just made this so easy. This is not hard. This is easy. This is like the easiest stuff to know. If you can pee on the wall, you're a boy. The Bible says so. We've got to watch putting this on the radio. Okay, here we go. Let's go to psychiatrists. Let's go to doctors. Let's get special laws for people who don't know this. Amen? How about sit them down and say, or take them, you know, if you're the parent, let's go and find a wall. Amen? If you pee on it, you're a boy. If you can't, you're a girl. We don't have to be tormented about this anymore. We don't have to debate this anymore. This is how easy this is. Even nature shows it. Amen? 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 Okay. Now, if they don't believe that because of all the lies and stuff, then you're going to have to sit there and help them believe truth, which ought to be easy because nature proves it. Amen? It would, if they would take people really struggling with this gender identity, and I do believe it's strong, really strong demonic things. I'm not pretending it's simple. But if they would take even a part of the time and finances to help them straighten out their thinking, it would be a lot more better for them medically, every other way, and for society, right? I'm not saying we don't put the time into that. I'm not saying ministry should be there to help. Amen? We shouldn't be laughing and mocking and making fun of what the enemy's done to hurt people. Amen? That's where the church has missed it. But this younger generation, y'all are hearing so much ridiculous stuff. We complicate stuff that's simple. And then if we could come, what do you have to do? Come to the agreement on truth. Amen? This is true. So whatever feelings don't agree with this, let's deal with where that's been hardened. Amen? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm serious. If we would start with the simplicity of truth and communicate and talk and share, and everything that doesn't line up with that truth is a lie. And when I believe the lie, I open my mind to torment, to vain reasonings. I open my mind to perversion. Amen. Go back to the truth and simplicity of things. Amen. Go back to the truth and simplicity that you are wonderfully made in the image of God. If you would go back to truth, you would break the power of all this vain reasoning that keeps you tormented. Let's finish just this one little part. They've changed the truth of God into the lie. They worship and served the created thing, which is themselves, more than the creator, our God who's blessed forever. All right? This is so powerful for spiritual warfare. Strongholds and lies are based on, torment is based on, you've exchanged a biblical truth for a lie. Societies get corrupted and perverted and fall apart when we change biblical truths for lies. Amen? Amen? Here's the good thing. That's simple. Do you get it? It's simple. Your problem isn't something God did to you. Your problem isn't something that you're so messed up. You just bought a lie. Amen. You just bought a lie. Now, yeah, when you buy a lie and you exchange it for truth, then you really do open up. And if you start to be mad at God and bitter against God and don't believe in God and you don't longer recognize what God shows in creation, when you throw all that out, then your thinking is turned over to vanity and the enemy has access in to torment you. Your feelings are all messed up now. Your feelings are darkened. You're going by feelings that don't make sense. So it might be, you might have feelings for the same sex that are wrong. Well, that came in because of what this says here. So what you have to do is repent of all those things, break the power of those lies, and then ask God to enlighten your feelings. Enlighten my heart, God. Enlighten my heart, God. Enlighten my heart so I can have my feelings the way they belong. Amen? I go by truth, and then I make my feelings line up. I don't go by feelings and then change truth. Amen? Same thing about marriage. It's the same thing about divorce. It's all the same. This is the truth. Amen. This is the truth. This is what God says marriage is. This is what it is. Amen. God says exactly when he says it's a divorce. And I don't care what. Look, there's nobody in this room who will say that, hopefully, that just because society says an abortion is okay, we'd all say no abortion's murder, right? Well, just because society says divorce is okay, we need to recognize God says you're not even divorced until one person's been unfaithful to the other. And he says you can separate where there's no peace in the home, but he says you can't really divorce until somebody's been unfaithful to the other. Amen? So if God sees you as married, it doesn't matter what the courts see you as. Amen? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm telling you this is scripture. When do we exchange what God says for what we want to believe? How about having this big God who can fix everything? They've changed the truth of God into a lie. They worship and serve the created thing more than the creator. Because of this, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For even their females change the natural use to the contrary to nature. And likewise, the males offer forsaken the natural use of the female, burned in their lust towards one another. Males with males working out shamefulness, receiving back within themselves the reward which is fitting for their error. People can say what they want. AIDS and all these diseases and all this torment and all this perversion is receiving back in themselves for totally, totally walking away from God's truth and exchanging it for a lie. It goes on. And even as they did not think fit to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do the things not right. Reprobate means completely, completely cut off from truth and perverted. It means they kept on and on and on, switching things, twisting things, trying to justify vain reasonings, darkened heart. They kept on and on and on until God says, you want that? Have it. And basically walks away. And things get worse and worse and worse. He goes on. And even as they did not think God fit to have God in their knowledge. Okay, can I say this? One of the things that turns you over to this, is turning our society over to this, is not thinking it's fit to have God in your knowledge. So we want to have God in our knowledge. We want to understand God. We want to agree with God. And if you've been turned over to a reprobate because you've ever done these things, it's not the unforgivable sin. It means you're extremely tormented. Perversion tries to get you everywhere you go. It's very, very tormenting. It's very, very strong. And what you need to do is start with this teaching, tear it apart, and repent for what needs to be repented of. Break the power of every single lie. Take it seriously. Take it as if you were fighting for your life against cancer. Find out how it got in, what you believe, what the lies is. Get out of secrecy. Break the power of the enemy. Take it as warfare. Don't take it as a 5-second prophecy. Somebody else prophesied over me or prayed for me. Only you know how hard this battle is for you. Amen? For some people, they can get free from pornography like that. Some people can come in and they never even liked the homosexual lifestyle, but they gave into it some, but it never felt right to them. They never gave up God in their knowledge and they get free really quick. Other people have been totally turned over to reprobate. They're living in that garbage. They're walking in that garbage and they're in delusion or whatever. Amen? So we don't judge. Amen? We don't judge. But I know this. Our God is powerful and great. And if you got a gigantic battle ahead of you, then fight it. Amen? Fight it. Fight for your life. Fight to break it off your kids. Fight to break it out of your house. Get so serious about destroying the enemy. And this is the perfect scriptures for it right here. Right here is the perfect scriptures for it. And we don't have time, but next week I will be here. We're going to talk about what it's like to be filled with unrighteousness, fornication, iniquity. Won't this be fun? Covetousness, malice, envy, murder, quarrels, deceit, evil habits, becoming whisperers, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, proud, braggers, devisers of evil things, disobedience to parents, without discernment, covenant breakers, this is going to take a long time, without natural affections, unforgiving, unmerciful, and knowing the righteous order of God, that those practicing these things are worthy of death, but not only those who do them, but everyone who approves them. Watch what you approve with your vote. Watch what you approve with your silence. Amen? Now that's a long list. So if you're struggling with perversion, if you're struggling with lust, if you're struggling with unclean stuff, if you ever gave in to any of this stuff, or if you're even starting to believe some of this is okay, study each of those words, see where it's in your heart, and ask God to get it out. Amen? And hopefully, next week, it'll be such a fun week. We'll go word by word and hit those things. Amen? Then there's one other teaching. I think I'll have one more week. Yeah, I'll have one more week before India. And then I'll do the one in Timothy that talks about a few more of those things. Because that's how you take the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And not one single word is listed there or placed there by accident. Amen? And I encourage you, King James is really good. If you can't find the literal, King James really, the Strong's is really done well. But if you go to King James, to the where it takes you to the Strong's, you'll see a bunch of other words. You can actually see some of this could have been different ways it could have been translated. And you ask Holy Spirit, show me if any of this is still in my heart. Show me, show me, show me. Come on, guys. You got to go deep and you got to really break free. Amen? And you're not doing it for anybody else. You're doing it for you. If there's stuff that's coming on your children, then don't look anywhere else except at your heart and see if there's any of this in your heart. And children, they grow up and they make their own decisions. But I'm telling you what, when you bust off some of the stuff that was able to go through the family line, it's going to start helping them hear God and break free themselves. Amen? You can't change anybody but you. But how many wants to be completely cleansed and holy and pure before God? Amen? Amen? So, Father, we thank you Lord, we just give you praise for all that you're doing. You're awesome. Thank you for cleansing us. Thank you, God, that these are not the unforgivable sin. Thank you, God, that you can take all of our reasoning and put it back for your glory. Thank you, God, that you can soften our hearts, Lord God. Thank you, God, that instead of hardened hearts, we can have discerning, softened hearts. Lord, I thank you that you're able to completely restore us in a great and powerful way and make it as if, Lord, turn what was meant for evil to good. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.